It's the electronic industry's biggest convention, and it's in full swing in Vegas. We're talking, of course, about the International Consumer Electronics Show, where some of the biggest brand names show off their latest and greatest stuff.
Joining us now live from the event is Bloomberg News technology reporter Tim Culpin. Tim, we wish we were there with you. I'm sure it's a lot of fun. No Apple or Microsoft there, but Intel, Sony, Samsung, and others, they're showing off their goods. What's the most exciting thing you've seen so far?
Good afternoon from Las Vegas. Well, there's a lot of exciting things. I guess the headline act from most of the Asian manufacturers this year is these Ultra HD TVs. Basically, that cool new TV you bought a year or two ago is now obsolete because these new Ultra HD ones are even better, higher quality. And so that's the one that's what everyone's pushing this year. But there's also a lot of new cell phones from companies like Sony. Even the Chinese handset maker Huawei is making an appearance with some cool devices as well.
You know, phones are kind of the it item. Everyone wants the newest phone with the best screens and the best cameras. What are you seeing?
Well, you know what? Sony and Huawei came out with phones this year that are a little bit different in that they are waterproof. So, you know, if you like to take your phone to the pool or to the beach, they should survive that event. In fact, Huawei took up their phone and actually dropped it on stage to show that it wouldn't break. So that's kind of a new cool thing about phones this year is that they're going to be a little bit more sturdier. And, of course, the next range of phones have better screens, better audio, better connectivity, faster processors, as they always do. You know, every few months they get faster and better.
You know, it's not the beach you have to worry about, really. It's the bathroom.
Yeah, and the ground.
Yeah.
That's true.
CES has introduced the world to amazing things. I mean, and amazing things for their time. The VCR way back when, the Xbox, the plasma TV. And not every year something that revolutionary we see there, but are you seeing anything like that this time out?
Well, I think the quiet revolution, or perhaps more evolutionary, is more and more of the connection of devices between each other and, of course, to the internet and the cloud, which everyone likes to talk about. So, for example, Sony and some other companies were showing off how that their phones and their tablets could talk to their TVs. And, of course, all of the manufacturers now are spruiking their devices, their TVs mainly, that can access video services on demand directly. Sony came out with a new service that they want to launch in summer that will give high-quality downloads. Panasonic and Sharp and a lot of the other companies are talking about how you'll be able to get straight from their TV to movies and other content that are directly stored on people's servers, on company servers. And so that's really the big thing here. It's been around a while. It hasn't really taken off because it's a little bit complicated for consumers. So the companies really want to try and make it easy with better interfaces, easy-to-use interfaces, and they're hoping that, you know, in the years to come, consumers really will take this on board.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Tim. We appreciate it.
Have a great afternoon.
You too. That's Tim Culpin, Bloomberg News technology reporter.